Chad Gamble from the city of Lansing. Chad, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tony. How are you today?
All right, I'm buckled in here. I want you to give me the latest.
Well, it's got a lot of things starting, things continuing, and some projects close to an end. So there's a lot of activity here in the city of Lansing.
All right.
I'll start with the relatively big closure and big milestone yesterday with the I'll call it the Oakland Avenue project, as many people often refer to it. It's our only CSO project that's currently running. It's in its third year, and yesterday southbound Martin Luther King traffic was detoured. So we're working hot and heavy in the intersection of Emma King and Oakland. So I just advise all your listeners to kind of follow the detour routes in and around that area, but also to remember to frequent those businesses in that area if you live close by or want a cup of coffee or a good sandwich in those areas. So we're working heavy on that, and those detours have been posted on our website. We also use Nixle to distribute those messages. And that road, Martin Luther King, should be open here in a couple of months, and then Oakland will continue to be worked on until the very end of the construction season. But on a more positive note, the south part of town, we're nearing completion of the Pennsylvania Avenue project between Miller and Cedar. That was a project that was basically gifted to the city of Lansing. If you remember us talking earlier this year, there were monies basically set aside by MDOT for other communities. They weren't ready with their projects. We had a project basically sitting on the shelf, so it was almost $500,000 worth of free money for the city that allowed us to do some great improvements in partnership with MDOT down by that 96 exchange. So there's pedestrian improvements and a road that's almost completed, just needs its final layer of asphalt down at the south end of town, and we can celebrate another road completion down there. One of the other major projects that also just got started this week was Turner Street, just south of Sheridan. So that project, I believe it's 3/4 of a mile or so, will be partially reconstructed and resurfaced at the north end of town. So lots of activity in the city, lots of orange barrels, but lots of people working, and our roads are being improved. So that's a good thing.
And Chad Campbell is Lansing's director of public service. Chad, there's always going to be folks who have businesses and they can't get customers into those businesses. How do you deal with that?
Well, that is a very difficult issue, as everyone would kind of infer. The thing that we've learned over the years, especially with a CSO project, because it is a longer duration and it's a very slow-moving process, we start dealing with businesses 18 months prior to the project even starting. We give them the information that we have at that point in time, kind of where the sewers are going to be, how long the roads are going to be closed. And it might not even be that detailed information, but we try to make them a partner in what we're doing. We don't just come, right before the excavator gets in front of their business and say, "Hey, how the heck are you? We're going to be closing down this road for 7 months." And we find that dealing with them and making them a partner may not necessarily lessen the impact that we have in front of their road, because the road has to be rebuilt and there's really only one way you can do that. But giving them information, having them plan ahead, develop some of their own marketing issues, and obviously maintaining access, maintaining traffic is our priority. Because even if you have drive-by traffic, it's a lot easier for people to get there other than in a way than they're not used to.
What's the percentage of local workers, and I should say of city workers versus contractors who complete this road work?
Well, the city of Lansing has a priority program that we recommend that the contractors bring in and utilize local workers. In fact, the mayor awards contracts prioritizing using Lansing-based workers, which is very important to him. It's obviously very important to us. So if there is a kind of a tie in the bidding, or if there's a Lansing-based bidder that's lower, we utilize them. The actual use of Lansing-based residents varies from contractor to contractor. Some have 25%+. Others have, you know, maybe just a couple of percentage points of Lansing-based workers, but they do understand that priority, and that can sway the award of a contract.
Do we know the percentage of union versus non-union workers being used?
The percentage of union versus non-union is fairly balanced. We have the last remaining contractor working on the CSO is non-union, but when the CSO program had 7 or 8 projects, there was a pretty good balance of union and non-union contractors, probably 40-60 non-union versus union. We do have a prevailing wage provision in all of our contracts, which kind of levels out the playing field for all workers. So you're not able, kind of a non-union contractor is not able to come in and, I'll say, underbid the contract. So having a prevailing wage provision in all of our contracts really levels out the playing field, increases the competition to all of our contracts, which in turn gives a better product to the Lansing residents as far as competition. But competition also lowers the price. So in my mind, we kind of get the best of both worlds in the sense of opening up the contractor to everyone, increasing that competition and being a very cost-effective project.
Chad, I lived in Atlanta for 2.5 years. I lived in Houston for 2.5 years, so I understand and know traffic and construction. When I hear people trying to give traffic reports here in Lansing, it makes me laugh. But I know that infrastructure is important, so maybe I'm different than most people, but I understand road construction, and it's what you got to deal with, right?
Well, it really is, and I think that, you know, and letting people know that it's coming, you know, we have those changeable message boards that kind of say, you know, Road X will be under construction in the next couple of weeks, you know, FYI. I think that really helps out a lot because people, as I'm sure you and I don't, we don't like surprises. And getting the message out, understand that it's kind of a short-term pain for a long-term gain, that eventually you have to rebuild the road. And I think that people understand that. We wouldn't just like to let the roads go back into gravel and drive like we used to, you know, 50, 60 years ago. And if we don't do something about the road funding at the state level, we may be there here in a few years. But you're exactly right. It is something that we have to deal with. It is putting a lot of people to work. It's improving our infrastructure, which is something that we as the keepers of the infrastructure have to do in order to deliver a good product for the users of our system.
All right, Chad, give that website where folks can go and find out exactly where that construction is.
You can go to www.lansingcso.com.
Chad Gamble is the City of Lansing's Public Service Director. Thanks so much, Chad.
You bet, Tony. Have a great day.